what Jesus came along and was saying. Jesus got a hold of my life. Jesus got into my heart, got into my soul. I used to be also sad, but now I am so happy in God, for Jesus got a hold of my life. Won't let me go. Then Maria is going to come with us. Jesus got a hold of my life, and he won't let me go.
Jesus got into my life, because I was on the road to hell like most everybody else in here. But praise the Lord, there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, covered with the blood of Jesus. He speaks for you and no more. But you know that this evening. But I thank God we ought to be able to testify of a risen King, not one that's locked up in a tomb. The God we serve is not like your pagan ritual at Easter. But he's risen. He's no longer in the tomb. And how do we know he's risen? He's with us. He's with each and every one that believes in him. Amen. We have just a few scriptures tonight to read. I don't like writing down notes. I usually don't write down notes. I usually take a verse of scripture and I just let God do what he can do. I used a donkey one time to speak. And one time when a rooster crowed, a man denied him. But we want to thank the Lord tonight for his blood. We all denied the Lord, but God never denied us.
Amen.
I thank God for that. We want to go to Luke's Gospel 18, verse 27. And if I had a text tonight for this, it would be God makes the impossible possible.
Amen.
So God makes the impossible possible. Amen. So Luke 18 verse 27, and thank God. The singing was great, and this morning the singing was great out of the young men, the young shepherds, singing this morning. And it's wonderful. Amen. So when we found it, Luke 18 verse 27, we'll just read a couple of scriptures, and then you can be seated. Amen. 18 verse 27. And he said, this is Jesus. I love saying the things that Jesus said. Then you never go wrong. Literally. The things which are impossible with man are possible with God. I have one more scripture. Mark 9, verse 23. If you want to skip over to that, bro, you can skip to that in your Bibles and keep your finger on that other one. But God is good.
Amen.
Mark 9 verse 23, and this is Jesus again, the one that God dwelt in flesh to destroy the works of the devil. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Amen. We're going to pray and we're going to thank the Lord. Amen. Dear Lord, just take this word, Lord. It's not a simple word, Lord. It's a powerful word. But Lord, take this simple man, Lord, and reveal this powerful word, Lord, in a mighty way, Lord, to the people's hearts, Lord. Lord, I thank you that you are here, Lord, because you said where two or three are gathered in your name, you're in the midst. And when Jesus is in the midst, great things can happen, great things will happen. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are here now, Lord, because your word says it and declares it. And we give you thanks for that. In the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. I'm trying to get comfortable. It's a warm evening. I'll try to move it as long, as quick as I can. A man said one time, it's not fast food, it's just good food. And it'll just take a bit longer to cook it. But I want to thank God tonight that we're saved. You want to thank God tonight that your mind's stable. The world may look upon you and think different things of you. Don't worry what the world thinks. Like the brother said this morning, good or bad, you'll stand before that judgment. But I thank God this evening that Jesus, this time of the year, the Passover, and we see where he passed over. The blood is upon the lintels of the heart. Amen. Men, things are impossible for them. Some men, small things are impossible. You wouldn't like to give them a big task, because it definitely would be impossible. But any task at all that you're given, God has a possibility if you'll just be there for him to use you. You can be a mouthpiece for the king or a mouthpiece for the enemy. The devil will give you what you want, but Jesus gives you what you need. Now, when David came along, they picked up stones to stone him at one stage. But they were singing a while before it, David has slain his tens of thousands. Saul has thousands, but David has tens of thousands. So here they're going to stone a king. And the very Jesus that they laid down the palm leaves for when he came into the Jerusalem, and there he came riding on the little donkey, and he came in, and they were laying down the palm leaves. Them same people that were singing glory to the Lord and hallelujah to him were later saying, crucify. Isn't it amazing how the prince of the power of this earth can get in your head and convince you of things that are anti-word? I hear it every day. People speak anti-word. And then they think you're not normal because positive comes from you. Your car outside tonight, I've said it before, any good mechanic can tell you anyway. You have a positive and a negative. It takes you both of them to create power. If you never had a devil and never had a doubter, or never had a guy that hung his head low or hung his hands low, you'll never know what it's like the one that lifts his hands up and praises the king. Shall death, peril, separate us from the love of God? Jesus Christ has come to give power to who? Them that believe. That's anyone. People say things that's not in this word. And they'll say, oh, it's in there. Search it.
That's right.
But the Bible says, search the scriptures.
Yes, amen.
I said to Lamont one time, he always said a certain thing. I says, you know, it's a lovely wee saying, but it's not in the scriptures. Oh, but it's in there, all right, bro. I says, no, it's not part of him.
Amen.
If it's not part of him, don't worry about it. Elijah and different prophets of old and men of God, their flesh failed them at times. And men of God that were watching God veiled in flesh in a garden praying, their flesh failed them and they slept. You will sleep at times, but God will waken you up. If you're a child of the king, he'll waken you. He came and he woke them. And you know, some people say, I wonder if God does this today. Try God and see. People's not afraid to try the devil. Even a prophet back there one time, a king in Israel, people wanted a king of Saul. And there he was. And his attitude He didn't listen to everything the prophet told him that God said to him. And the prophet says, what's this here I hear? And he brought the sheep and the cattle, and he brought a king as a prisoner, all them things. You know the scriptures. But God wants us to believe him tonight, and every night, and every morning. When the doctor gives you a bad report, do you believe the doctor or believe God? You have a decision to make. We read here, if this is God's word, it says, the things which are impossible with man are possible with God. I want to tell you tonight, a Samaritan woman sitting at a well, and Jesus comes along, and you know the story, but I want to get something to tell you about the end of the story. Well, the man came to Jesus, and because of what the Samaritan woman had told them,
yes, amen.
Because of her report,
yes.
They came to see the Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Never think because you're a woman,
yes,
you can't testify of Jesus.
Right.
God used women in the Bible as judges as well.
Yes. Amen.
God is able. God uses harlots. God uses even men that you wouldn't think possible to use. There's cases of this day where it's maybe not written in books, where people were starving on a hunger when hurricanes hit places, and they lifted their Bible and they took the sheets out and they became bread, and the people ate the bread. But like brother, I couldn't believe that. That's fine. You know, the good thing was whenever I realized I was lost and I was going down the wrong road, and I got on my knees and I said, Lord, save me. Turn this situation around. And it might be a small situation. Did I change overnight? The flesh, not really. But on the inside, there was something happened.
Amen.
And the flesh, remember, it's going to die.
Yes.
And if you build a house, that house will crumble and decay someday. Just wanted to let you know. That thing's not immortal. But God has built you a new house. He has one already prepared for you. And you'll step into that one day. Who will? Them that believe. Through grace are you saved. Not just grace, but faith. Don't just think you're just going to run along nilly-nilly and call the fact, you know. It's God that speaks for us. It's the blood of Jesus that spoke for us. When you couldn't speak for yourself, the blood spoke for you. How come you are not? You know, if God was to let the enemy and the spirits and the wickedness in high places attack you, I'll tell you, it would scare the living daylights out of you. Some people couldn't handle it. But because of God's mercy, His grace, and His power to keep you, people see things and they tell me about stuff they see. And a guy one time asked me what to pray for him. And I said, yes. He says, where did I tell you? He says, I don't want to hear. Because I'm not Jesus. I says, you tell it to him. I'll pray for you. But I don't want to know. I want to know nothing about it. Because I'm not Jesus. To them that believe, these things will follow them that believe. Whenever I left school, I had a notion of building, plaster, and all that type of stuff. And I went and I served my time. And it's good to serve your time or something. But you know, I was in Dublin one night, and I didn't even lay my hands on a woman who had a back condition all her life. And God healed her instantly.
Amen.
Honestly. Amen. Now, people could say, but you served your time as a plasterer. Jesus had brothers and sisters. And the time at the temple, they were having the thing at the temple, and they all had to go up, and his brothers and sisters said, come up. Show them what you can do. You know what the Bible says? For neither did they believe him. They didn't believe him. Now Jesus says, if they do these things to your master, what will they do to you? If it encourages someone that is a believer to tell them the truth and they can't believe, certainly by all means, tell them, testify what God has done. And God is doing mighty things right now. God is not a God of back there where you have to go and find him. You see, people serve gods like that. And they cry on them, and they cut themselves with lances, and they do all the things. And they cry on their God. And there's people that I meet, and they say that they believe certain things. And I say, what is the typos to that thing you believe? Where's the foundation?
Yes,
show me the foundation of that you believe. And once they start there, I can take the foundation and drop the ripper in and pull it out. Because it's useless. It's not deeper than the ripper. But Jesus, he is our foundation. The gospel. Our foundation tonight, we are set upon the Lord Jesus Christ. He did not say, let the things which are possible with prophets are possible with God. He did not say the things that were impossible with Abraham was possible with God. He didn't say the things that were possible with Moses are possible with God. With men. When you are a man tonight and you believe in Jesus, look, sometimes you will be recognized by who you are. And sometimes it's like an undercover job. You have to go in undercover. You maybe have to do what David and his mighty men done sometimes. You had to go places in wells and get into places. You had to go undercover. Because when you noised abroad, the enemy seen you coming. Then he had a defense ready. But God comes up and it doesn't matter. He will sort out the impossible. Because he's God. Now, what would make someone stand in 2019 talking about the Lord Jesus when you see your Revelations is the most greatest up-to-date history book? It's the greatest. It's tomorrow's mystery already now explained and revealed. God has been amazing in letting us know. He said, as it was in the days of Noah. And you see how it was, and people was taking in Mars and giving Mars, and men with men. A man with a man is not a marriage. No, it's not a marriage. A man with a man is not a marriage. A woman with a woman is not a marriage. It is not. It's impossible. But today, we see people of certain communities. They're part of this community. And the prince of the power of the earth thinks it's great. But Jesus, you mention him one time. You can mention anyone else. And people say they're interested. But you mention the Lord. And I'll tell you, people will soon get their car in the gear to get away from me. Or their feet in the gear. Or whatever the case may be. But when someone needs God, they'll be hungry. And I've met people that needed God. See, sometimes we want to walk it out. How can you walk it out? It's exactly what it says here. We were at a place one time and a man was painting the fence. And he said, I've got the best paint for that fence. He says, it does exactly what it says on the tin. Ronsey, listen. The blood of Jesus has painted upon the lintels of you tonight, your heart. And I'll tell you, the death angel have to pass over. He has no power over you tonight. Because of a written word of God. He took the sting out of it.
Yes.
He took the sting right out of that thing. So you can actually, you know, whenever you get a chance to step over on that other side, amen, you'll graduate. You're going where there's a new house prepared for you. It's not a sorrowful time. It's a time of victory. And the Bible speaks of it. And the angels rejoice. But you know tonight, things are impossible for men. People look odd things, and they try to work out, well, that'll do that job, but that'll do this job. They're going by what they see. You can't go by what you see. Seeing's not always believing. You see, faith is the substance of things not seen. Things not seen. God can speak to you, and you'll be sitting right there, and everybody else is all thinking that this is the way it's going to go, but God's speaking to you. When you know the people wanted a king, isn't that right? And they got Saul. And then David came along, and you'd have thought, you know, some of the things that that man done, people wouldn't let him in their meeting house. But also, God used him. But I won't want to get away tonight. If I said tonight, Brother Yule, I'm going to give you an AK-47. Nobody get alarmed. I'm not actually going to do that. But if I give a brother an AK-47 tonight and give him enough ammunition to slay 1,000 men, who believes that could happen? Does anybody believe that could happen? Alright. And let's say I go over into Scarba here, maybe in around this forest here, maybe I check about and find the jawbone of an old donkey. And I land back and I say to Brother Yule, there you are, the jawbone of a donkey boy. I didn't get the AK, but that'll do your job. I want you to slew 1,000. What will people say to this man when he comes with a jawbone of a donkey? What are they going to say? They say, that boy's not right, that's what they'll say. That boy will never have the energy to do that. They'll say, he's going to need a lot of red ball, whatever they talk about. Let me assure you something now. There was no red ball or no energy things when Samson slew 1,000. How did he do it? God! You can't do nothing of yourself. I've seen healings happening, mighty stuff happening, because it wasn't of myself, it was God. All I did was believe what he said, right, because he's God. Men will tell you lies and fill your head full of absolute nonsense while they're working for the enemy. But God is not the enemy. He is the Savior. Amen. He is the King's man redeemer. He is your path. God is. God is a spirit. A man that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Yes, amen. The blood in this old flesh in this house here will crumble and die. But the inside man will live. And when he opens his mouth, the Lord can fill it with rivers of living water. Am I here to condemn anyone tonight? Not a chance. God has took your condemnation and nailed it to the cross of Calvary. Amen. By his stripes were healed. And if he can do it one time, he'll do it again. Why did I tell you the story about Jesus going up to the temple? I asked him to come up. Says, for neither did they believe him. People don't believe still the things that God does. God has to do it. When God does something for you, it's God that does it. I've already testified. I give my back a bit of a twinge. I hurt myself. I said that way because God's more important than these situations. And really, I couldn't really move out of the chair. I got rolled out of bed and I crawled up to the living room. Sounds funny because you think you're unbreakable. You think you're strong, which I am, thank God. I can do all things through Christ. Not this being flesh, but I believe in God. I believe that God will deliver you in situations, and I've had to use that before. You will have to ask God to deliver you in situations. God will do it. John 14:14. Ask anything in my name. Can anybody finish it? I will do it, brother. Not I will think about it. Not wait till you see what somebody else thinks about it. He says, I will do it. Who is the I? Jesus. Who saved you? The one that scorns you or mocks you or talks about you behind your back? Not at all. Don't worry about that. That's dross, wound, hay, stubble. I remember one time going to a house and the people got on their knees and was down and around the markets in Belfast and people asked God to save them. And a young woman, an old woman, came to me and said, would you pray for my children? They're all on drugs. They're taking drugs and my son's a drug dealer, and when I pray, and I said, yes, I most certainly will. But if you're in the right place at the right time, God can use you. I led a young man to the Lord one night and I met him a while after and he had been away and he had seen a lot of people saved. And his dad came and said to me, he says it's powerful, he says he had no interest at all in God. He says, and I told him about God all the time, he had never an interest. And you know, it's amazing how God does things. And you know, one time there was a man and he was telling me about his situation, and before he could finish telling me, I finished his sentence for him. Did I finish it? No, God finished it for him. I spoke to him what I was feeling on the inside, it was God 100%. He says, that's powerful. But you know what was even powerful? His son a few days later knocked on my door and I led him to the Lord at the table in tears and he came to Christ. But that man had tried all his life to lead that young man, but he had no interest. But then when Jesus comes along, and you know, that young man testified of the things that happened. And a way years ago I got into a bit of a situation and you hear the saying, wiser yet than grass. Well, I'll say this to you tonight, shame on you. Because he that winneth souls is wise. And have you ever said to a man there's wiser eating grass when he's winning souls for the kingdom? Or have you ever won a stone a king? You know, one time David went and he cut the girdle of Saul's garment. He could have took his life so easy. And he had men around him that could have took it even easier. They were swift men of war, but God was with them. They were valiant men. And oh, how easy it is for people to backbite and accuse men of God because they're not what they think. You can't start a club. You can't have a situation where you have a club mentality where I'll get this brother to do this and I'll get this one to do that. Are you God? God is God. He's the one that saves men, delivers women, and he sets the captives free. That's God, and God will use you. So you know, sometimes when you pick up a stone to throw it, just remember of your own sin forth. And Jesus wrote in the sand, and I heard men that started to talk about a fellow one day, and they said, get me involved. He says, look boys, I don't want to get involved. Because I was probably worse than that. I don't want to get into it. And I says, that folly's that. That business. And a man said one time, sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never harm me. That's the biggest lie of the devil. Names do harm. Words are powerful. You could come here tonight and say the wrong words. And the devil would be joyful. Always try to say what's in the book. He will lead you and guide you. And always kick the beam out of your own eye first. Because sometimes you read the situation all wrong. I met a man one time was going to pray for people. And there were a family that's not the same religion that we were when we started out. And they were filled with popery. And the man went and prayed for the whole family. And the devil thought he would start a story. Sure, that man's gone down to see that woman. But woe unto that child of hell. That's not what was happening. But men, in their small wisdom, other small minds know not the things of Christ. God had written it on the walls. I was with men one day and I say things are straight and true. I'm not going to get involved, not worry. No one will put me against the wall. And a guy said to me, should you not be telling people about a certain brother? And I set my eyes upon that man. Because that was not a child of the king saying that. Him that is a child of the king will lift up the king. Him that's a child of the devil will lift up the devil. What was man? But nothing but the dust of the ground. And he fell from God. And there's not a man worthy. And Revelation says it. No one was worthy. So don't think because you've maybe got a few exams behind you. And praise the Lord, you might get a few extra dollars. But sometimes this race here is not to the swift in the flesh. But God decides. You want to thank God tonight that you're covered with the blood of Jesus. Now, it always comes to a part that I say in Romans 8, in verse 1, where I said there's no condemnation now. Who to? To you. What are you doing here tonight? Why did you come here tonight? You didn't come here tonight to hear John or Guy or me or Mark or Madad or Sam or Tom or any preachers here. You came tonight because Jesus threw you here. You were able to come to have fellowship one with another. Now if I don't see you here tonight, I'm not going to jump on and say you're backslid. Because you're not backslid. Some people are getting frontslid for Jesus. And they start to listen to his voice rather than the voice of men. It's good to get together. But if God calls you to something to do, you by all means do it. 100% to your ability. Not to man, but to God. And you know in Romans 8 and 11 it says, now, what is it whenever God's fire gets in you? You're not just getting excited. If you got excited, it'll just wear right off you. But God said, the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, what's it going to do? It's going to quicken your mortal body. Who wants a quickening tonight? Tell me. You know, them that are not sick do not need a physician. But them that are sick need a physician. And the great physician is here. Jesus Christ is a great physician. And you can't work out everything, and neither can I. And I can't start to work it all out. I just need to keep pushing on and believing in him. If he still speaks to you, let him speak with inside. You know, if a man quits something, don't you quit it because he's quit it. That means things that's natural, not things that's wrong. And you know, if a man says to you, oh, you got to do this, always consult the Lord. Go to the Urim and the Thummim tonight. Go to this here, Absolute, tonight. The Word of God. Because people will tell you things that's in here that's not in here.
Right?
Like I said at the start, a woman and a woman, a man and a man. It's not in here. It's not a marriage. Because that's what Jesus said. And so many people, when they know what something is, they're asking, who's it going to be? If a coal man comes to your house and he's delivering coal and he's black with coal dust and an ice cream cart comes down your drive, I'm just speaking things so you'll know, and the coal man's in the ice cream cart and he comes up with $2.99 for you, are you going to say, look at that great ice cream man, I can't wait to get tucked, look at the big dirty hands on him, on them 99s, by your club. You're definitely an ice cream man, I can tell. You're an ice cream man. You have the appeal of an ice cream man. But friends, he's a cold man. But is that how the devil does it? Oh no. No. He'll slip up behind the pulpit better dressed than me and a bit easier to listen to. And he's definitely not as ignorant. Is that how you know he is a disciple? If he's unlearned and ignorant. If you're afraid to offend men, you'll never do nothing for God. I'm only saying what Scripture said. As I'll tell you, if you start to lift up a man and say he's a great fella, you're afraid of that man. And the fear of man brings a snare. But God wants you to deliver you from the fear of man. Physically, and most definitely, spiritually. You've all had situations in your life, and sometimes I do things that are different than other people. So I'm a bit different that way. But I thank God, we're not all the same. Ben and I didn't hang about when he had a slew an Egyptian. Listen, things you have to do. I'm not saying everybody's going to, but listen what I say. I can just be me. Be you, you. But God's going to use you. God, don't ever go out of the way to try and think you do something for God. God will show you what to do. Just be who you are. You know, all you need to say to someone even is, God loves you. You need to push that down your throat, they'll come. What, the smart woman was at the well. Jesus didn't go looking for her. She came to him. She came to the well. And listen, you brothers and sisters have a well within you tonight. And it's a well of living water. But I want to say it tonight to everyone that's in this house. I mean everybody. I'm excluding no one. Is your name in this verse tonight? Put it in there. Get your name and put it in here tonight. Now I want you to say, and he said, the things which are impossible with him are possible with God. You can put your own name. So then it means it doesn't matter if you can't do it. God's going to do it. You might have a wayward loved one. You might have a condition that the doctor says incurable. Do not let them things worry you. When you look at the situation, then your eyes is on the situation rather than the God that can take you from the situation. And God is able tonight. And you know, I want you to be blessed tonight. Because don't think, you know, what I've found with God, I've been places and I've seen men. A man came down one time and he turned off a radio and he said to a young buck, you shouldn't be listening to that stuff on that radio. And the young buck went out that weekend and he turned and he went away from the things he should have been doing and he just turned clean from it. And he went the total wrong direction. And I says to the fellow, he says, what do you think? I says, I'll tell you what I thought. I says, you brought him into the MOT centre.
Yes.
And what you did is you were the MOT man. And because you didn't do what he done, you MOT'd him. But I says, did you ever tell a lie after you get saved? Well, I says, you're a liar right now for even thinking about it. Oh, he's a liar. Uh-huh. We were born like that.
Right.
You gonna tell me different? If you're a Christian tonight, you'll tell the truth. You'll say what's right. Did you make mistakes? Most definitely. I met a man and he says, I made a mistake, Rob. He says, I was out giving out tracks around the Lurgan and Port around all these places and he told me and I says, ah, brilliant. And I met a fellow one night and he told me this man done this. I says, I don't want to hear about that. Pray for him. Pray for the man. Because he's probably in a better place than you are, MOT man.
Yes.
You see, the MOT man, what he'll do is, oh, there's a sister, hers too short.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I seen that one there and she had a pair of pants on. Woo! Well, I want to say to you tonight, Jesus wrote in the psalm,
yes.
And there was the woman that they condemned. And he said, let him without sin cast the first stone. Any stone throwers in here tonight, get them geared up at the back and start to throw. But I'll assure you something now. There'll be a pile of stones for all of us. And there was one great big stone one day on a tomb over there on Golgotha. And the angel came and he rolled the stone away. And a mother heart was rolled away. It was just to let man and his small thing in to see the tomb was empty.
Amen.
Because Jesus is alive.
Amen.
And he's working in you and me. And it is not God the Father. It is God the Father tonight, and you'll never hear God the Son been mentioned. It's the Son of God.
Amen.
Stay with the original. Follow not popery. Even if it sounds fantastic.
Yes.
God will raise up men from nothing to speak this word. Because God will do that. The very rats on the street can cry out. When I was a young man, they gave me the name Rat. And you know something? I don't mind about that. God will put backbone in you. Me and Guy was in a place one day, and the people was coming along, and I seen an awful lot of people heading into a barber's shop. And I thought, you know, it'll not do me any harm to take 6 or 7 pounds to get the hair trimmed. And while I'm getting it trimmed, they'll talk about the man singing outside. Undercover Jack. I went up and I sat down. And I says, do you hear that boy outside singing, boy? I says, that's class, boy. I says, it's very rare you hear gospel singing now, boys. And they were just about to open in, the next thing, oh, you're right, boy. I says, I tell you something, that boy's not singing for man, anyway. And they all started, and before I got the hair cut, your man nearly, I could have went out the south paying for it. And I said to the boy, I reached in the hand of a lot of pounds for a couple of the scissors, whatever, in case it's rough, you can buck a bit of oil on it. But I want to tell you this tonight. You want to be faithful to God. When you condemn your brother, you're condemning God. If you condemn your sister, you're condemning God. You want to go and get an old indicator bulb and translate it on and MOT that? Go ahead and do it. But I say to you, let Christ do the work.
Amen.
It's Christ that worketh within you.
Amen.
God is able. You know, sometimes it's hard for us to say to someone you love them when it looks like they're working totally against you. But Jesus said, if you can't forgive them, neither can I forgive you. You have to learn to have forgiveness in your heart. But you want to thank God tonight? What I wanted to get across tonight was the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. And because there's no condemnation in you tonight, no condemnation, because you have the blood of Christ applied to you, you are now a candidate for this God to work in you. What if it doesn't happen? Well, have you tried if it is going to happen? I ought always be quick. The Bible says, lay hands on no man suddenly. I assure you, we're in an hour now where if people want prayer, you pray for them. Don't hang back. I don't mean just jump on, but I mean you pray. You don't have to put your hands on them. Send the word forth. It's like I said, Louise Sand used to be, it's not a Bible saying, but I'm just letting you hear something. Sticks and stones might break my bones, but names actually do. There's young people tonight, young women and young men, and they're hanging themselves in parks and in trees and in different places because of social media and because of people is mocking young people, and they can handle it as the children of this prince of the power of the earth. And there's satanic spirits all around. They have not gone away. They are influencing young people. And you can bring up a child in the ways of the Lord, and it says when he is the age, he'll not depart. But whenever you see a child and he's trying to go away, and you try to correct that child, you do your best. But it's up to God to do the rest. God will do it. But try not to get disappointed, because you're not God. And think about the mercy he's had with you. And when you're thinking about it, pray one for another. I want to ask anybody tonight in this place, maybe everybody's fine, but I'm being serious tonight. Has anybody got one ailment at all? If anyone has in this place, if you want to come, I will pray for you. I believe God touches you. Will I touch you? No. I've said, what have I spoke? Will God confirm his word? Is this God's word? This is God's word. If anybody wants any prayer, come forward. And it'll be good if people do see you coming forward. As in the Lord, you're serious. If you want prayer tonight, come forward and I'll pray for you. If you're fine, and everything's great, and everything's going well, praise the Lord. Don't come forward. because God's with you anyhow. But if you feel that you want to come and Jesus will touch you, come forward. Now, I want to just thank everyone tonight for believing in the King. We're all here with one accord. And you know, God's able to do absolutely anything. God took a man on that street out there that didn't even know this book and bring him in here and fill him with it. Because he's God. But if anybody has any ailments, I'm not going to. Jesus doesn't believe in no one. You know, all that came to Jesus, all that did come to him believing, he healed them. And God does do that. And always remember that he is able, absolutely 100% able. We're just going to pray. Amen. And Brother Gary can come and lead some song. It's a good evening. I don't want to hold anyone any longer. Amen. And you need to be held. Thank God we're not held tonight. Amen. But we just pray. Amen. And Brother Gary can come and, amen, we can close and thank the Lord. But just remember what I said tonight. If there's anything you remember, there's no condemnation. Why? Because of the blood of Jesus. But number one, always remember number one. The things that's impossible with man are possible with God. Amen. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, I give you praise. Thank you, Lord, your word, Lord, that will not return on the void. Lord, I pray you touch each and every one tonight, Lord. Lord, any illness at all, Lord. I just pray, Lord, even a familiarity, Lord, or shyness or whatever, Lord, would hold. Lord, I pray you'll touch the people anyhow, Lord. And they'll be able to say that they were touched in this evening. And Lord, they'll feel that touch, like the woman, Lord, that touched with the hem of your garment. And Lord, I give you praise tonight, knowing that you are able. Now, Lord, I pray, Lord, that anything that wasn't said of thee, Lord, let it, Lord, be cast down. But Lord, the things that said of ye, Lord, we want to lift them up. Because if your name is lifted up, you would draw men unto thee. And Lord, I give you all the honor and all the praise for belongeth unto thee. In the name of my Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, I say amen. Lord, you're right.
So that's all the thing. One fair thing that I have all come. Peace like a river is flowing my soul. Since Christ my Savior given me. If you would like to be here this evening, just come on forward. You'll pray for me at the front. And while we sing this, just a multitude of prayer.